just how important was it to get this one to start it off on a high note?
Well, it was, I mean, it's great. I mean, we need it. We had a good thing going at home. We're coming out on the road for 5 in a row, tough road trip, and to be able to come in here and grab 2 points tonight under some of the circumstances that we're facing, I thought our guys did a nice job.
Adam Werner, I mean, yeah. What did you make of his performance?
I mean, I'm really happy for the kid. I mean, he's been up here working, you know, excited to be here, and he gets thrown into the game early, and then to have the performance he had. Like, we weren't great with the puck tonight. We turned the puck over a lot. Our guys worked extremely hard to defend, but then we just weren't good with the puck. We handed the puck back to Winnipeg a lot, and on turnovers, you tend to see the best scoring chances against, and I mean, Werns was awesome. I mean, he was making saves all over the place, 5-on-5 on some of those turnovers on the power play. Just looked real solid and square to the puck. And, you know, I guess sometimes you get thrown into the heat of the battle and you're not expecting it. I mean, he had a great performance. And our guys are all, as you can tell, are really happy for him.
Is there any update on Francois at all?
No, I haven't talked with the trainers yet. I just got word on the bench that he wasn't coming back, and I haven't heard anything else.
And Tyson Jost?
Tyson Jost, I mean, he just left right at the end, bloody nose. I don't know if it's going to be that serious or whatnot. I haven't spoken to him either.
With Hammond, was there anything that hinted that he would be capable of something like this? I know you have kind of only recently got to know him, but...
Yeah, I mean, we talked about him the other day. He asked me about him. I said, I really haven't seen him play much, you know, because he just... I've been watching mostly just highlights out of the American League he's been getting. He got thrown in when... Bebo got hurt, and he's been carrying the load down there, and he's been doing a nice job. I was impressed with him in practice. We touched on that, but, I mean, you just never know how a guy's going to handle that situation until they get thrown in, and he certainly made the most of it.
Practiced only a little bit on Monday. How close do you think he is to returning?
Well, he's close. Yeah, he's close day to day, so I'm not certain if he's going to be able to go in Edmonton or not. You know, that's still up in the air.
I asked Adam Werner about facing some of Winnipeg's shooters and said he almost wasn't able to know who it was, and maybe that was almost a good thing for a guy to get a shot on his NHL debut. Can it be good that comes into a game not really knowing that it was going to be his game?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, this is a real hardworking kid. It's his first year over here in North America, and he's only been with us briefly and just kind of practicing and backing up, and all of a sudden he gets thrown into that, and I'm not sure you know exactly what to expect. You're trying to educate yourself as you kind of learning on the fly, and then he gets thrown in, and like I said, you never know how he's going to handle it, but to see him handle it the way he did today is certainly a positive sign for the organization, and you know, like I said, our guys are ecstatic for him to be able to come out and have that performance get a shutout, you know, so we're all real happy for him.
Confidence to give him some work on this road trip?
Yeah, I mean, we might have to. We might not have any choice.
Jared, are you learning anything more about your team's resiliency? I mean, another injury tonight, how much more can you take?
Well, I mean, I think that's 7 guys now out of our lineup, so it's a lot, and the impact players and players at every position. So, I mean, to see our guys continue to grind and just sort of, you know, carve out some wins here and there. They're not always pretty, but you got to try and find a way to win. That's what we did tonight. You know, like I said, it wasn't our best game. We played hard. We did some really good things, but, you know, our puck management wasn't good, and so we end up giving up 40 shots and too many scoring chances against, but then we get a performance. You know, our goalie steps up, and Nathan MacKinnon and his line, too. I mean, we were a little bit, I guess you'd say, opportunistic tonight. You know, like, we weren't creating as many chances as them, but when we got our chances, we made the most of them. Guys like Nathan MacKinnon, he got in alone and we made a couple plays, and it was enough to win the game. So you got to keep finding different ways to win hockey games, especially when you're shorthanded, and again, like we've done that the last couple games, so I'm really happy.